Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing our conversation, our prayer reflection on the Trinity, the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the spectacular origin of our lives, but also the destiny that's set before us and a destiny we begin to touch and live in this world if we take it seriously, if we really, as Jesus said, abide in him and hear what he's saying. One of the themes this week, actually, before I touch that, I just want to say, friends, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs there, Sister Ann's Wonderful Food for the Journey, our TV shows, our YouTube videos, a lot of free stuff there to help strengthen you in your walk with Christ, to help you make the most of these days, these difficult days. That's exactly what the apostles say. You know, when they're talking about difficult times, they say, make the most of the time because the days are evil. Make the most of the time. Well, we can't make the most of the time on our own resources without the help of the Holy Spirit and living in that abiding communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that we've been talking about, which is the reason I'm doing that. And so also, if this program, Sister Ann's or our videos, whatever, if any of that is blessing your life, and encourage you, I want you to join us, join our team, come with us, be an evangelist with us, you know, talk about it, or just download the Renewal Ministries app, the Ave Maria app, and just send it to friends and say, hey, there's some good stuff on this, you know, and you can watch it anytime you want and at your leisure. So I encourage you to do that. Okay, so today, as we're continuing, I want to say that the importance of taking to heart what Jesus is teaching us in John's gospel and other places, the apostles building on it, internalizing the specific teaching Jesus gave in that Last Supper discourse about to the apostles about who he is, who the Father is, you know, the Holy Spirit, all three deeply revealed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in those passages. John did, under the anointing of the Spirit, John did just an amazing job. And then saying, how do we come into the relationship with God in a deep and a profound way? I mean, ordinary people, not just monks. How do we, people like us who have busy lives, people who have kids and grandkids, we've got 10 grandkids now, we've got a lot going on in our life. How do we keep going deeper? How do we access the relationship? How do we get the strength for a burning heart, for a heart that isn't collapsed with discouragement and accusation and fear and depression and lust and you name it, that's going on in people's hearts these days, to not have a troubled heart, a weak heart, a lukewarm heart, but a heart that's on fire. Not just emotion. There's going to be emotion as part of it at times. Yeah, sure. But it's deeper than that. It's a grace of the Holy Spirit. It's a living relationship in the core of our being with the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism. And so what the Holy Spirit wants to do, you know, is give us understanding and intimate experience and engagement with God. Jesus said that would happen. I'll send you the Holy Spirit and he'll lead you to all truth. Jesus said, don't worry, I will send you the Spirit. Like he said, don't worry. You don't have to worry in troubled times, even if you come up against great difficulty, extreme difficulty, even extreme persecution. He said, why? Because your Father knows what you need. Your Father is your Father. He will never stop being your Father. And I'm telling you, my Father knows when a sparrow falls to the ground, right? He knows the number of the hairs on your head. And you're more valuable than a whole flock of sparrows, Jesus said. You're on the Father's heart. You're in the Father's hands if you're baptized into him. So just trust him, no matter what the circumstance, will give you the strength you need for any and all circumstances. So that was one thing Jesus said. Second, he said, also believe in me. He said, I'm going home, he told the apostles, to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many rooms, many mansions. There's a place for each and every one of you. We have a plan for you. And it's so far beyond your imagination how good it is and how good it's going to be for all eternity. I'm going to prepare this for you. And then I'm going to come back for you. I'm going to intercede for you. And then I'm going to come back for you. I'm going to come and get you. I will bring you home to the Father. Nothing can separate the love that we have with each other. Nothing. Unless you turn your back on it. So Jesus is saying, this is real, and I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you to all truth. He'll give you the words to speak in difficult times when you need to speak them. He will give you gifts. He will empower you. He will lead you to do what I call you to do. He'll help you hear my word. He'll help you hear the Father and know the Father's love in your soul and deep in your heart. That's all Jesus said. That's the key. If you step into these things, these are God's promises. These are truths that Jesus is communicating. And the Holy Spirit gives us access to those things. But if we're passive, friends, if we're lukewarm, if we're filled with unforgiveness, or we're living with anger all the time or frustration, and we're just gripped by sin or habits that we don't want to give up, it's going to be nearly impossible. If you're in those positions, you're not going to get where God wants you to go, right? And I, you know, if I do it, same thing with me. No one earns this on their own. It's God's gift. It's God's grace that makes it happen. But it's our yes and continued yes to him that allows it to unfold. And so, you know, one of the things Jesus does in that section of John's gospel and John's teaching, you know, the one, the beloved one, the one whom Jesus loved, John referred to himself that way, which is pretty bold. That'd be a great way. It'd be a great thing for us to say about ourselves because it's true. I'm the one who Jesus loved. Doesn't mean you're not the one who Jesus loved. But it's true about how deeply God loves us. And when that is there and it buoys our heart and it lifts us, and we're going to be tested on that, friends. We're going to have days where we're just going to feel like, where is God? You know, and that's when you say, Lord, remind me, tell me, Holy Spirit, help me. And then just say, make sure you don't say, well, okay, he's not here. I'm not feeling anything. I'm not sensing anything. That's when the Lord wants us to grow up. That's when the Lord wants us to fight. And that is to say, okay, I'm going to get what he said to me, the words he promised to me, which are already in the bank. It's all been banked. I now am going to articulate those words about who God is, who I am, who God says I am, who says he is. I'm going to speak the words of God out loud. I'm going to say it out loud to myself. I'm going to say it out loud to my friends. Instead of falling in that pit, that downward spiral of complaining, of whining, of anger, of cursing, of giving up over and over again, those kinds of things, it's just totally fruitless. I mean, I get it. It's very tempting to do it. I've had to repent of that many times in my life. But over time, as we lean into the Lord more and more, that starts going away because we're living from the truth. You know, so that's why the saints, when they're in places sometimes of deep suffering, like really deep suffering, you know, the kind of suffering some of us have never touched in our lives or come close to, they're asking God, if God wants to heal them, they'll receive it. You know? But if he doesn't, they don't curse God. They don't turn away from God. They don't cry that I've been abandoned. Now, they might be tempted to. Certainly, the enemy's tempting him to do those things. But many of the saints, those were their finest moments. They just kept pressing in and saying, God loves me. And I know this circumstance I'm in. He can work out every circumstance for the good. Why do I know that? Because it's his promise. And even this suffering, which in itself and alone is an evil, it's the result of living in a fallen world. But what this fallen world may have had in mind, what the devil might have had in mind, if the Lord doesn't lift this from me, I know I can still conquer. I know the Lord is with me. A greater strength is in me. And I can unite this suffering in this really bad situation. I can unite it to the suffering of Jesus on the cross because he told me I could. And this can be a source of great grace, you know, of purification for my life and grace for other people. And that only comes when you trust God, you know God, and you really know God's word and you believe it, you know? And so it's really, really important to see. And Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit, wants to instruct us to go ever deeper in God's love and awareness of it. He wants us to come to see and experience, friends, the love between the Father and the Son, to start to get a glimpse of that and how overwhelmingly beautiful and powerful and unspeakably great. It's just so spectacular and astounding. It's the thing that will ultimately set the human heart on fire. And it'll consume you. It'll consume you with a beautiful fire of love and say, I want that. And God would say, you're made for that. This is what you're made for. This is what I'm coming for. Don't let anything in this world distract you. Don't let anything in this world disappoint you to the point where you lose sight of this in the pursuit of this. And the Lord makes it so clear. He teaches us how God loves God, which is a critical thing to know and to come to understand and be enlightened by through the gift of the Spirit. God's love for us, number two. Again, I said the other day, a friend of mine put it this way, you know, if you want to grow in passion for God, like real passion, not just emotion, but deep passion, which includes emotion, but the most powerful way to have passion for God is to first know his passion for you. That's where it'll flow from. When you come to see just the height, the length, the width, the depth, that as you come to grasp that, and you get lit up by the knowledge of what God actually thinks of you. First, glimpses into the nature of who God is and how awesome and unstoppable he is. And then you see what he's like. He's a person with what we would call a heart. It's the only way we can think and talk about it. I mean, God the Father is not a physical body, you know, or something with a physical heart, but you know what I mean. This is what the image that we use, the core. At his core is this burning love, and we're his idea. We came forth from him. He created us each imperfectly, individually, by his own accord and his own design. And he wills our existence, and he wills it because he loves us radically, and he will not abandon us. Now, you can convince yourself that he is, and the devil will circle around you and say, where's your God? Where's your God? Just like he did with Jesus on the way to Calvary. Where is he? Look, you're losing money. Your job isn't working out. People don't like you. You know, your marriage failed. You know, whatever it is. See, your God's not real. He's not real. He's not here. This is a fantasy. Or if he is here, he's excluded you, you know, because you don't cut it, you know, that kind of thing. Those are all lies from the enemy. And so the Holy Spirit is here to lead us to all truth, Jesus said. And the truth is about how much God loves us and that the Lord allows certain things to happen to us that he will turn to the good. He really will. He'll crown those things. I mean, they will become ways in which God's perfect love, if you say yes to him, will get revealed and he will be faithful to it. So Jesus talks to us about how God loves God, how God loves us, how God's love is in us toward him, how he's put his love in our hearts, like the Romans passage I read at the beginning of the week, Romans 5. God's love has been poured into our hearts. It's a sad thing is you can live your whole life and not pay attention to that after you've been baptized. Just ignore your inner person and just pursue life on the surface and miss it completely. That's why you go all in. You have to want it. You have to be willing to do some deep diving with the Lord as he leads you there. You know, number four, he says, God's love in us toward others, he teaches us about. The love of God first, love of neighbor, rightly ordered love of ourselves. This is all the Holy Spirit is doing. He's changing. He's given to us. The Lord is working in us to order our loves, to purify our loves, to help us be free to love. And that's the thing we're most made for. That's why the saints just radiated with life and joy. Finally, God's love in us for a hostile world that is meant to lead us to apostolic witness. To witness in the face of a hostile world that's resisting God and having the light within us that knows better and to bring a witness to the love of God to that hostile world. Friends, God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.